Today's homily, I want to look at the gospel and to focus on three surprise blessings that the Lord promises. Three surprise blessings in today's gospel. The surprise blessing of heavenly riches, the surprise blessing of heavenly hospitality, and the surprise blessing of heavenly authority. Each of these is a surprise in its own way. So first, the blessing of heavenly riches. Jesus says in the gospel, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. So we have here this surprise blessing of the Lord saying, "I want to give you something very good." And the Lord's inviting us, encouraging us to trust in Him. And the Lord is offering the surprise blessing to heal us from our self-reliance. After the blessing, Jesus says, "Sell your belongings, give alms, provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." The Lord wants to heal us from that self-reliance where how often do I treasure things and then I put other important things aside. You know, the people, I once heard someone say, a diagnosis of our culture is that we love things and use people rather than loving people and using things. So Jesus wants to cure us of that. And so He says, do not be afraid. Why? Because He recognizes there is fear of letting go. Whenever we talk about that shift of putting things in their place and putting people in the right order, putting God first, there's fear of putting God first. And so the Lord says, do not be afraid. He wants to encourage by this heavenly blessing that the Father wants to provide where we are providing for ourselves, that ungodly self-reliance. And how often do I trust in my money, my possessions, my bank account more than in God? It's easy to do in our culture. So the Lord wants to give a surprise blessing of heavenly riches. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock. Your Father is pleased to give you something very good. The Father wants to bless you more than these riches, more than money can bless you. Do not be afraid, He says. Calling to mind Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall lack." Do we believe that? That the Lord is my shepherd and that He will provide. The heavenly blessing. Do not be afraid. The Father is pleased. The Father is happy to give you the kingdom. So that surprise blessing, speaking to our fear. Okay. The second surprise blessing is heavenly hospitality. Jesus calls us to be vigilant. He calls us to be ready. We do not know who the next one here will be, whom the Lord will call home. We do not know. And I say that not to bring fear, but this is the gospel. At an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And that first coming is our death whenever each individual meets the Lord. At an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Now, but notice this again, the surprise heavenly blessing. Blessed are the servants whom the Master finds vigilant, ready at His arrival. Amen, I say, He will gird Himself and have them recline a table and proceed to wait on them. This is a surprise. Heavenly hospitality. Why? Because in the household, the master would never serve the servants. That's not how it worked. And so Jesus, again, he's encouraging, like the Father is pleased. Jesus says, the Master wants to serve you, heavenly hospitality, for those who are ready, ready with hearts alight in love, and who have girded themselves in a life of selflessness. For those, Jesus says, you will be blessed with heavenly hospitality. The Master will be at your feet. Heavenly hospitality. The third heavenly blessing is heavenly authority. I read an interpretation of this last passage in a Bible scholar, Dr. John Bergsmo, suggesting that this is talking about the office of the papacy. Notice Jesus says, Peter asks, is this for us or is this for everyone? And what does the Lord reply? He says, who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the Master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? He talks about one steward. And he says that one steward gives the food at the proper time. And you could argue, well, this he's talking about Peter, who gives the food of the sacraments at the proper time. But we know elsewhere in the gospel, Jesus talks about a heavenly authority that's not just the apostles. In fact, in Luke's gospel, he talks about he entrusts the coins. And those who invest that, he says the Master will then entrust to them cities. Okay? So this idea of heavenly authority, it doesn't just apply to the apostles. But notice Jesus says, to the master who is vigilant, to the steward who is vigilant, the Lord will put him in charge of all his property. And that's a surprise blessing. Why? Because we think of heaven as kind of a passive existence. And arguably from the previous blessing, you could get that impression, right? You're going to be served in heaven, right? But there is an active element of heaven when Jesus says, the Master will put the servant in charge of all his property. That means there's authority in heaven. There's a responsibility. There's action in heaven. There is, like, authority in a good sense. Like, God's going to trust you with things. You're not just going to be there passive all the time. He's going to trust you with something. I don't know what that authority is. But to say, like, God, whatever good authority you exercise here, God will bless you more in heaven. Like, God doesn't make you a leader here on earth only to make you just a passive existence in heaven. He's going to take that leadership and do something beautiful with it for those who do good with that gift of leadership. For those who exercise earthly authority according to the Master's plan, he says he will put you in charge of more. That's a surprise blessing. The third surprise blessing. Okay. Again, the Lord is speaking, though, to our self-reliance, that self-will, where we're tempted. We're tempted to say, oh, God doesn't see, it doesn't make a difference. And we'll say things like, oh, I don't feel any different when I don't go to church, when I, you know, misuse that heavenly authority, when I don't do the right things, I don't feel any different. So it really is an attitude of trust. Do you trust His Word? Do you trust His Word that He wants to bless you? Who takes seriously this exhortation? And how much more seriously for you and me? You and me, who have the privilege, the opportunity to receive this truth. Because he says at the end of the gospel, the servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations will be beaten severely. So there will be an accountability at the end of your life and my life. There will be accountability. Did I manage the gifts entrusted to me, the gifts of the money and possessions I have, the gift of time that I have, and the gift of authority that I have been given? Am I exercising that with love with the Father, or am I exercising it in love of me above others? So, which of those three speaks to you? Maybe the Lord is inviting you to trust in Him where you are trusting in your own possessions, where you put your own possessions in front above God. Do not be afraid, He says. The Father wants to give you more. Or perhaps this idea of being ready, a life of selflessness, where right now there's a fear because everything's about you. Everything's about you. And the Lord says, do not be afraid. The Lord wants to bless you with heavenly hospitality. And maybe to those who been given an authority and maybe misusing that authority for self-service, for self-will, Lord's inviting us to use those gifts well. He wants to bless us with a heavenly authority. So let us pray that we may be open to these heavenly blessings. We may not be afraid to follow God who calls us. Amen.